Hare Krishna. Before I start, I want to express my great joy in seeing so many of you who are known to me. I have seen you maybe 2 years ago or 3 years ago when I was so fortunate to be here in New York, and I had a long abstinence from the Big Apple therefore was not able to come here, and now I'm feeling tremendous joy to see all of you, and I hope to say something today which will be useful for your own Krishna consciousness. It's a very important festival day for us. In Krishna consciousness, we all think very much of Kripa Shakti, or a divine energy which is given to us, which then moves us ahead. We don't believe so much in our own abilities, but we think that bhakti is an investment from above, something which comes through mercy from Srimati Radharani, Krishna, or whomever we come before. So today is really the day. I know in India, women go each morning out into the sun, and as the sun comes up in the morning, they spread their anjali, the parts of their zari, to catch the sun rays. And they pray, O sun, please give health and strength to our family. So today I request all of you to spread your dhoti tops and your anjalis and your kurtas and your zaris and your hearts. Spread it very open to collect blessings. That is very important. So we will do something this evening to collect powerful blessings for each one. It's a surprise, which I cannot tell you now because you would faint in ecstasy. So we will say it a little later. Okay, let us now please chant Jai Radha Madhava. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Bihari. Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Gopijana Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Manachari.
kamuna tiravana chari jaya radha madhava Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Jaya Radha Jaya 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 Radha Radhe 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 Jai 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 Shri Radhe 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 Jai Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe Jai Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radhe Prabhupada, 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 Prabhupada.
Krishna, we will take at the foundation of our class Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi 4 text. Old age, I need my glasses. Mm. 2, 3, 8. Please all let us chant. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simade Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nithinamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Vajarine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paskatyare Sadharine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time, but much louder. It's Radhashtami today. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, there's a beautiful passage about the glorification of Srimati Radharani, which we can find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And it is a glorification of Radha, which comes from Lord Krishna's mouth. So, I really request you to listen very carefully, because it tells you a little bit the mind of Krishna. What is in his heart? What does he think about Radharani? Krishna vichara eka achaye antare punananda punarasa rupa kohe more. Once Lord Krishna thought deeply within his heart, everyone says that I am complete bliss. Everyone says I am full of rasa. And all the world derives pleasure from me. But today I'm thinking, is there anyone who can give me pleasure? You know, Krishna thinking, everyone is so enthusiastic about me. Am I enthusiastic about someone else? Then he thinks deeper. This person who could give pleasure to my mind would have to have 100 times more qualities than I have. You know, a qualified personality, in order to really become enthusiastic about a friendship with someone else, would have to see qualities in that person, like, for instance, learnedness and creative thought or whatever, which are more than his, so that he can become all excited. So Krishna says, this must be someone who has 100 times more qualities than me. One more qualified than me is, however, impossible to find in this world. But as I think very deeply, there is someone whose presence can give even me pleasure. In Radha alone I feel the presence of one who can give me that pleasure. And then Krishna thinks about his beauty and how Radharani surpasses his beauty. He says, although my beauty defeats the beauty of 10 million cupids, my dear New Yorkers, you become all excited when Cupid puts a little glitter in one human being who is struggling with his mind or her mind. Then you become all excited and think, "Woo! I'm feeling the woo." But imagine 10 million cupids in one person. Then it's not just a you. It's something else. So he says, although my beauty defeats the beauty of 10 million cupids, although it is unequaled and unsurpassed, and although it gives pleasure to the three worlds, seeing Radharani gives pleasure to my eyes. Then he thinks about how his flute attracts the three worlds, but he feels Radharani's words are more attractive than the vibration of his most attractive flute. This is what he thinks. The vibration of my transcendental flute attracts the three worlds. But my ears are enchanted by the sweet words of Srimati Radharani. Then he thinks about his fragrance. I think you know that Krishna has this problem. He can't really disappear, because even if he disappears, his fragrance still lingers in the air. And those who... And one knows Krishna was here by the fragrance. So he says, although my body lends fragrance to the entire creation, the scent of Radharani's limbs captivates my mind and heart. You know, everywhere where you find a good fragrance, like in these exquisite and excellent flowers, you can know they have borrowed this fragrance from Lord Krishna's transcendental body. You can know this. But Srimati Radharani's fragrance is so enchanting that the sum total of all fragrance, Lord Krishna's transcendental body, Krishna feels even more attracted to Srimati Radharani. So Krishna goes through all the five arrows with which he is usually able to pierce the heart of everyone, and says Radharani's qualities are even more, let me say, penetrating or more predominant than his own qualities. He goes now to taste. Although the entire creation is full of different tastes because of me, I am charmed by the nectarian taste of the lips of my Srimati Radharani. And although my touch is cooler than 10 million moons, I am refreshed by the touch of Srimati Radhika. Thus, this is his conclusion now. He's thinking about who can attract his mind and who can attract him and totally mesmerize him and fascinate him. He concludes, thus, although I am the source of happiness for the entire world, the beauty and attributes of Sri Radhika are my life and soul. In this way, my affectionate feelings for Srimati Radharani may be understood. So it's a beautiful passage in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If you want to read it in your own private reading time, because there's much more about Krishna's considerations, you will find this in the Adi Lila, chapter 4, text 238. So you please, when you have time, tomorrow maybe, you may take out this book and feel transcendental happiness in your heart. Radharani is Krishna's supreme worshipper. Krishna is explaining his mind. He says, my mind is totally fascinated by Srimati Radharani's attributes, which are so absolutely superior. Krishna's mind rests in Srimati Radharani. And it is Srimati Radharani who can therefore give him pleasure. If we, as tiny living entities, wish to give pleasure to Krishna, then we need to go in the school of Srimati Radharani and connect to her. And when we connect with Srimati Radharani, our bhakti gets the vibrancy it needs. In the scripture, there is two types of bhakti. Bhakti without nectar. Do you know what that is? It's the daily life of a struggling soul in Krishna consciousness. And there is bhakti with nectar. What is the nectar which makes Krishna consciousness tasteful, vibrant, which gives us enthusiasm? The nectar which gives our life enthusiasm is affection and love. My dear devotees, let us be honest in the family of devotees. When you love, you live. When you don't love, it's all a struggle. Hare Krishna. When you love your chanting, you are chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. When you don't love your chanting, you chant Hare Krishna. When is it all over? When does some intelligent soul call me on my mobile telephone and interrupt this meaningless struggle, you know? Jiva Goswami makes it very, very clear. When you perform bhakti with affection, it's totally different than if you go through the motions without affection. When you do it with affection, you do it with nectar. When you do it without, you don't have the nectar. Jiva Goswami explains to us also that there is ordinary bhakti, and then there is bhakti with affection. When you perform bhakti with affection, he says, you come into Krishna's proximity. Do you know this English word, proximity? I had to look it up in the dictionary. It means you can come close to Krishna when you perform bhakti with affection. And this means you will obtain a very direct service to Radha and Krishna, like, you know, offering them fruits or combing their hair and, you know, just something very close where you are in the intimate service. But you need affection for this. If you just do it out of duty, out of because you have done an immature promise when you were initiated, which you regret later, you know, if you do it just out of duty, you stand no chance to come close to Krishna. Krishna is not interested really in a person who is without affection and who thinks, oh, what a struggle this Krishna consciousness. There is a memorable meeting in Kurukshetra. I think you know Krishna had stayed in Dwaraka for a little above 100 years and had come to Kurukshetra, which is only 70 kilometers from Vrindavan. And there in Kurukshetra, he had a reunion with the devotees from Vrindavan. These devotees later grabbed his chariot and pulled it towards Vrindavan. So when Krishna, after having greeted Nanda Baba, Yashodama, and his cowherd boyfriends, when the evening came, Jiva Goswami describes it very nice in Gopal Champu, everywhere in the huge camp, the fires were lit because there was a lot of talk. Everyone talked with their friends. So when the darkness of the night spread a protective covering over the field of Kurukshetra, Krishna was ready to do his most difficult meeting. He was ready to meet the gopis of Vrindavan. It is described that he walked with an unsteady gait towards the gopis. He knew that the gopis had given up everything for him. And he knew that he had pained their hearts by being by leaving Vrindavan and going first to Mathura and Dwaraka. And now he would confront the gopis on another battlefield, the battlefield of love. So he walked, he sent Uddhava first with gifts to the gopis, cloth and nice things. And then he followed after the gopis, very shy. And the gopis looked at him and said, "How could you do this? How could you be gone so long?" They were not very satisfied with Krishna. Krishna knew he couldn't pacify the gopis by telling them, "Well, I have my mission. I had to install Dharma in the world, and I had to battle with the demoniac armies, and I couldn't do it in the flower gardens of Vrindavan. So I had to be absent." He knew the gopis wouldn't be pacified. But he pacified them with words. And what he said towards the end is something so beautiful, because it points at the point of our presentation this evening, which is to chant to perform bhakti with affection, not ordinary bhakti, where you just do it out of the duty. He said this in the 10th canto, 82nd chapter, text 44. I will recite it for your pleasure, the Sanskrit. Mayi bhakti hi bhutanam amritad vayakalpate distya yad asin matsneho pavatinam mad apana. He says, "Rendering devotional service to me qualifies any living being for eternal life." So he speaks of ordinary bhakti. Anyone who does it gets qualified eventually for eternal life. But you are different. By your good fortune, you have developed a special loving attitude towards me. And by this, you have obtained me. Krishna says what bhakti with affection does. He says, "Your affection drags me towards you by force. I can't resist it. Just by your affection, I have to come. It brings me close to you. And it assures that very soon I will come to remain permanently with you." My dear devotees, if you want to attract Krishna's attention and pull him, you have to learn to fill your bhakti with a spice of affection. And this is not so easy. You can't say to someone, "Love more." How will you do it? You will fall asleep, like many of you have chosen to do this evening. Love more. Have affection. I love more and I have more affection. Doesn't work like this. Affection comes by its own rule. Affection comes to someone who doesn't have affection from outside, not from his own kitchen, so to say. Affection has to be gotten. From whom? Radharani. Here is Radharani. Radharani has one expansion. It's a brilliant goddess which we all want to welcome in our heart. It's the goddess called Bhakti Devi. It's her affection. She emanates Bhakti Devi from Radharani's body. And you can get this Bhakti Devi by connecting with Srimati Radharani through some service. Then you will immediately feel some shakti. I noticed this when we all did this Radhe, 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 De, 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 Si, Radhe. Even the person who is in the back seat and is asleep at this moment was awake. It is Radharani is the original pleasure potency, and connecting with her is this is my new English word, palpable. You understand this word? It is, you can touch it, you can grab it, you can have it from Radharani. And because this is a wonder, I would like to read to you a verse. No, I would like to read to you something from Prabhupada's lecture. This will give also pleasure to Rambhadra Prabhu's heart, who has quoted this to me earlier in the day when we were standing before Radha Govinda and marveling at their extraordinary beauty. So here it is from Prabhupada for you. In Vrindavan you will see that all the devotees greet one another by saying, Jai Radhe!
Jai Radhe!
Because they know that Radharani is the original pleasure potency. She is always absorbed in thought of Krishna. Anyone who comes before Radharani to serve Krishna, she becomes so pleased. Oh, here is a devotee of Krishna. She immediately recommends that person. Krishna, here is a devotee. He's better than me. This is Radharani. So if you come before Radharani, then Radharani will say, oh Krishna, here is a devotee from New York. This New Yorker is better than me. I have to be very concrete here. I may not be a devotee. I may be a most fallen rascal. Can you identify with this? But if I try to reach Krishna through Radharani, then my business is successful. Therefore, we should worship Radharani first. That is our business. Instead of directly offering a flower to Krishna, put it in the hands of Radharani. My mother Radharani, Jagan Mata, please kindly take this flower and offer it to Krishna. Radharani says, oh, you have brought a flower? Krishna said, patram pushpam phalang toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. If one offers me with devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit or water, I will accept it. Then Prabhupada concludes his point. But don't try to offer to Krishna directly. Offer through Radharani. It will be very much appreciated by her. This is our philosophy. To please Krishna through Radharani. And as today is the auspicious day of Radharani's appearance, we should offer Pushpanjali and pray, Radharani,
Radharani,
kindly be merciful, and tell about me to your Krishna. Krishna is yours. Prabhupada said, today is an auspicious day. Worship Radharani very nicely and be happy. Hare Krishna. There is a very nice pastime I would like to tell you, which tells you that even Krishna, whose name is chanted by everyone, he chants the name of
Radha.
You know everything. Yes, he chants the name of Radharani. Once, Lord Krishna went to an appointed meeting place in one kunja in Vrindavan at the banks of the Yamuna. Yamuna Mai was flowing very nicely. And there was an assembly of trees and some bushes which formed a natural meeting place, and almost like a little house or a room, you could say, with a gate. And Krishna had made an appointment with Radharani to meet there. But Radharani wanted to test his love. She came and she hid before the kunja, and she told her girlfriends, the sakis, to enter the kunja, where Krishna was eagerly waiting for his beloved. So the sakis enter, and Syama sits there and says, "When is Radharani coming? Now where her girlfriends are there, she cannot be very far." So the little gopis very cleverly say, "Oh, Syam, Radharani cannot come today. She's held up by her elders." Krishna says, "It can't be. It can't be. It can't be. I can smell Radharani's fragrance. She's very close nearby." And it is a fact. Radharani is waiting outside the kunj and studying Krishna. But the little gopis very cleverly respond, "No, no, no. What you smell is Radharani's fragrance, which is captured by the cloth on our bodies. Because we have so much association with Srimati Radharani, we smell like Radharani. Like many of you have so much association with New York, and you smell like New York. Some smoke fragrance is there." So from the subway and everything. So Krishna is dejected. "Oh, can you tell me," he says, "what I can do to get Radharani's association?" "Ah," said the gopis, "you must chant her holy names. By chanting the holy names of Radharani, you can get the association of Radha." So Krishna goes into Radha Kirtan and chants for half an hour the name of Radharani. But Radharani is not coming. She's waiting outside. So Krishna says, "Oh, my dear little gopis, it doesn't work. Radharani has not come." "Ah," the gopis say, "Radha is not coming if you chant with offenses. You must have associated with Chandravali and other gopis. Therefore, you are supremely offensive. And as the result, your chanting does not bear fruits." Offensive chanting doesn't bring fruits. "Oh. But I can't be single-minded," says Krishna. "I have to take care of all my worshippers. I'm not like you who only worship me." The gopis say, then Krishna says, "Is there any way to become free from offenses?" Krishna says, "Yes," said the gopis, "you must hear also. Not just kirtan, shravan must be there, hearing. Hear how we do the kirtan." And then the beautiful gopis go into a beautiful Radha kirtan. They dance and they chant, and Krishna is just clapping and loudly he's chanting along with them to become free of aparata, nama aparata. And at the end, Krishna just joins the gopis and dances and chants, Jai Jai Sri Radhe. And as a result of this beautiful kirtan, something wonderful happens. He's chanting with the gopis. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Sri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Sri Radhe. Yeho! Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Sri Radhe. Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Sri Radhe. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Hare Krishna. I'm tempted to go very long in this kirtan, but it is to be chanted very carefully because Radharani is very shy and only for Krishna. So on this day we quickly dare to take the name and then, but we were very respectful. So anyways, so they dance and chant in the kunja and all of a sudden, the atmosphere in the kunja changes. There's a golden hue. All the leaves are bathed in a golden rays, soft rays of light. And as the kirtan picks up, Radharani comes into the kunj, very delicate, very softly. And then Krishna sees her. And the gopis chant even more ecstatically, and the divine couple then very, very elegantly dances in the kunja. This beautiful pastime is expressed by Prabodhananda Saraswati, who says, the two syllables of Radharani's name are so filled with the nectar of ecstatic love, they are far out of the reach of the gods, the devotees, the liberated, and their friends. When the name of Radha is uttered with love, these syllables, Radha, give greatest joy. Lord Hari himself listens lovingly to the chanting of her name. He sings this name joyfully in the company of her friends and constantly repeats these names with his eyes filled with tears. Those two syllables of Radharani's name are my life and my soul. This is in Radha Rasa Sutta Nidhi, text 97. A very beautiful verse. My dear devotees, we have heard so far something very pleasing. We have heard that it is necessary to imbue our bhakti with affection so that it becomes extraordinary bhakti, which can bring us the long aspired proximity of the Lord, the presence of the Lord. We have said that there is a gas-filling station of love, which is the heart of Srimati Radharani, whose expansion is Bhakti Devi. And we have recommended to connect with Radharani. But how to do this is a secret which I request you to now listen to very carefully. I will now go into a different area of our philosophy, and I will challenge you severely in what you know of bhakti and of Krishna consciousness. I will place before you something which is very important for you to think in your own heart about. It's something which might turn your whole life around. In this cosmos, there is one law. Whenever you want to go to the next stage of your life, you have to apply a specific practice. If you do not know about this practice, you will most probably stay in your present, on your present level in life. This principle holds true for spiritual life, but also for material life. Anyone who has ever changed his level and gone to the next step had to somehow or other, consciously or unconsciously, apply this principle. The force which lifts you from one level or one step to the next step is called in Sanskrit yajna, or in English sacrifice. If you want to go to the next step, you will have to make a sacrifice. A sacrifice means you need to give up something which belongs to the old step, to the old atmosphere of your life. And a sacrifice means you will have to adopt something which belongs to the new world, the new step, the new level where you want to reach. It is simply ludicrous. That I don't know. You know something like that. It is very illusory to think that I can keep on doing the same things and keep on thinking the same thoughts and just achieve something totally different in my life. If you do the same things and think the same thoughts, you will only get more of the same, not something new. So sacrifice is very, very important. And Krishna speaks in the 18th chapter about it by saying that yajna, dhana, and tapa should never be given up. Sacrifice, charity, and austerity. Because it will always help you to come on the next step in the evolutionary circle. For instance, if we want to spread Krishna consciousness, we will have to cooperate. That means we might have to surrender something of our own little ego world. Another example. If I want to experience taste in chanting Hare Krishna, I will have to invest in chanting without offenses. It will be work which is before us. Another example. If I wish to have the mercy of my spiritual master, I might have to think about what pleases him. Yet another example. If I want to be not so heavy on my scale in the morning, your heavy weight, I might have to give up cream. And what else? And eating from morning till evening, thinking that will help my inner frustration. You know, sacrifice is required in all fields of life, And it is something very beautiful if it is done with knowledge. If it is done according to the advices of other devotees, if it is done with sambandha gyan, means knowledge that I'm the soul, I'm a part of Krishna, I'm really belonging to Him, I'm really, really belonging to that other world, that higher world. I'm suffering in this lower world, and I really want to be connected now. So this is really the example of Radharani's bhakti has also this mood of sacrifice in it. I want to tell you a story which Mahaprabhu alludes to. You all know this verse, how Radharani relates to Krishna. Ashlishyava pararatam pinashtumam adashanam mahatam karotiva yata tata va vidadhatu lampato mat prana natastu san eva napara. Radharani addresses Krishna, "Oh my Lord Krishna, you may do with me as you please. You may give me pain by not being present before me. Or you may embrace me very tightly. But whatever you do with me, I am only your sincere servant." What Gauranga Mahaprabhu alludes here to is a very amazing story of sacrifice, which is very high, but I want to tell it to you just so that you have a Dhruva star, a North Pole to look for. Radharani's love is very selfless. And she remembers when she speaks about this verse, a woman who had a husband, a Brahmana, who was very ill with this lepra. Lepra means the limbs were melting. And this Brahmana once saw a beautiful courtesan. Do you know what is a courtesan? Prostitute. Beautiful. And he wanted to be with her. But he was poor and couldn't pay the price. So his wife, very loyal wife, went to serve the prostitute, served her and served her, until one day the prostitute said, "What do you want?" "Nothing," said the wife, "but my husband wants to be with you." So the prostitute knew that the husband had lepra, and an intimate contact was out of question. But she agreed to receive the husband and show her naked beauty to him. Lusty man. So the wife carried in the night, so that no one would see, the husband to the house of the prostitute. And then, after the, how do we say, peep show was over, I don't know if this modern language is this language, it's actually very bad language. The showing was over. The wife carried her husband on the back, very embarrassing, home. And as she was carrying the husband home, they passed by a saint called Markanda Rishi, who was meditating, and the body of the Brahmana rubbed against Markanda Rishi, who got all this pus or this leprous on his body, and he got out of his meditation. He saw that sinful wretch, and he said, "You are cursed. Before the sun rises, you will die." That's my curse. So the wife carried her husband, a sinful husband, on her back. She thought, oh no, I have to protect him. He is ignorant of life's ways. And she prayed, all the devatas, if I have ever been chaste and loyal to my husband, then you protect me and may the sun not rise. So the sun couldn't rise because the words of a chaste devotee have power. Brahma and Vishnu and Shiva saw this and they thought that the world needs a sun. So they went down to the woman and said, "Let us make an arrangement. Let your husband die and then the sun can rise and then we revive your husband back to life. Let us do this arrangement." So the woman said, yes, the husband died, the sun rose, and Vishnu and Brahma and Shiva gave life to that husband who got cured both externally and internally from his inappropriate greed and so on. So this means loyalty. The wife was loyal to her husband even though he had inappropriate desires. The wife protected the husband even though the husband was not very exemplary towards her. The wife had in her mind to serve her husband no matter what. This is the sacrifice which is required in Krishna consciousness. To serve Krishna no matter what. No matter how I feel. Don't ask from Krishna consciousness what is in for me. Try to ask what can I do to make Krishna consciousness to spread it. Or ask Krishna, Radharani and Krishna, my dear Radharani and Krishna, please take that away from me which is in the way of becoming a good servant. I don't know if you are ready to ask this prayer. How do you feel about this prayer? My dear Krishna, take away from me what keeps me from being a good servant. You might say, a horrible prayer. I don't want to pray to Krishna to take my attachments from me. Or how do you feel about this prayer? My dear Krishna, give me the experiences which I need to become a better devotee. Are you ready to ask him this in seriousness? Don't go in the ISKCON way, yes, 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 Maharaj, yes, and then never do it. No. This is something serious, Yashoda Dolal. This would be a sacrifice to ask Krishna to take away what keeps you from serving him nicely and to give him give you the experiences which you need so that you become a devoted servant. Woo-hoo! That's an intense sacrifice. I suggest to all of you who are timid like me, timid, is it? Timid means fearful to ask this prayer. Think about this prayer at least. Think how you can become, what you can sacrifice next. Maybe not everything, but something. Maybe something of your hesitancy to surrender on that point where you know, I have to do it, I have to do it. I have my wife told me, my children told me, my devotee friends told me. You know, think about this. Think about sacrifice, selfless service. That is the mood which will bring you further in Krishna consciousness. Radharani says, Uddhava, if it makes Krishna happy, let him stay in Mathura. Radha is willing, even in her death, to serve Krishna. She says, may my body dissolve into the five elements. I just can't tolerate the separation from Krishna any longer. And may these five elements go where they belong. My water in the body should go into the pond where Krishna takes his bath. My earth should go into the land above which his reddish lotus feet walk. Imagine this. The light, the fire element in my body should go in the mirror that Krishna can look in the mirror and see his beautiful face. And the space in my body, the Akash, should go into the space of his house. And the wind, the air in my body, that should go to the fan which cools my Syam Sundar as he is fanned on a hot summer evening. This is from Ujjwal Nirmoni. My dear devotees, I want to give one subject matter with you. Think about sacrifice, doing something for Krishna. Maybe it's not possible on the highest level, but it is possible on a small level, and you will see that you will come to the next level. In closing, I want to now distribute to you pieces of paper, and I want to request you to chant together with me the Prarthana Padati. This prayer is written by Rupa Goswami, and it appears in Stavavala, his collection of prayers. It is a prayer to Radharani, and it brings the mood of Radha, of a devotee of Radharani, to perfection. I would request you to take the papers, and even though you may not have enough papers for everyone, you can look with 5 or 10 people on one piece of paper, no problem. I also request you, when you... do we have enough papers?
We have.
Yes. This prayer has 3 sections. It is actually an example of all prayers which we can do. Prayers are usually divided into these 3 sections if they are meant to reach the ear of Krishna. And it's a prayer which first glorifies Srimati Radharani. There are different things she's glorified for. Her limbs are more pure than gold. Her garments are like that of a rain cloud. And then in text 5, if you look at your text 5, it describes the situation of the devotee who prays. Here it describes, O Queen of Vrindavan, I bow down and roll about on the Yamuna shore, and with an agitated heart and a choked voice, I appeal to you. And then, in the last section, text 6 and 7, we hear that the devotee prays to Radharani for service. So I would recommend that I will pray text 1 alone one time so that you hear how the verses go. And then we pray together text 1 and together text 2, text 3, text 4. I request you to turn towards the altar now. And Gaurahari, are you here? Shraddha Gangeya Gaurangin Kurangi Langimekshanam Jita Kotindu Bimbasyam Ambudambara Samritam Shraddha Gangeya Gaurangin Kurangi Langimekshanam Jita Kotindu Bimbasyam Ambudambara samvritam Navina balavi vrinda Damilottang samalikam Divya ratna jalankara Sevyamana tanushyam Vidakta mandala gorum Kuna gaurava manditam Ati preshta vayasya bir ashtabi abiveshtitam chanchala panga bangena vyakuli krita keshavam goshtena suta jivatu ramya bimbadaram ritam tvamaso yachate natva Vilotan yamunatate kakubir vyakula svanto jano brindavaneshvari kitagaske pyayogyepi jano smin kumatadapi dasya dana pradanasya lavam apyupabadaya Yoktastvaya jano naiva dukito yam upekshitom kripa jota davatscheta navanita siyatsada. Text 7, the translation reads, even though he has committed offenses, even though he's unqualified, and even though his intelligence is crooked, please give this person a small particle of your devotional service. No. My dear Srimati Radharani, please accept me in your service. No. So I really want to now chant with you for 2 minutes. Very nice song. And you please look towards the deities and sincerely pray that Srimati Radharani will engage you in her service. Also meditate about what you have heard, that the next step for you to move forward in your devotional life will be to do something for the divine couple, Shishi Radha Govinda, Shishi Radha Mulida, Shishi Radha Kanaya Lal, Shishi Radha Madan Mohan, wherever you are from, and to whichever deities you have committed your service, you please pray, and you please pray also that you will become qualified by Bhakti Devi, which is an expansion of Radharani, to give you more attraction and take away what is unnecessary for your spiritual advancement. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. A little bit more heart, please. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radha Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radha Yaho Jaya Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radha Govinda Radha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yeah.